Hey there, I'm Coach Michael Burt. Monday night, I hope you guys are having a great Monday. I've been at the Greatness Factory of Nashville. Had a great day today. Had some folks come in for one-to-one coaching that own a very successful gym up in Ohio. Then I spent some time on some calls with folks from Connecticut and all over the country. And I just wanted to get on tonight and kind of ask you guys a question. I know if you listen to my podcast on America's Coach or you watch my videos on YouTube, number one, thank you for that. But I want to ask a question for you guys tonight. I'd love to get some feedback from you because tomorrow at 4 p.m., I'm doing a free masterclass on becoming a person of interest. This is leading up, Brian, to a two-day virtual I'm doing on March 21st and 22nd called Person of Interest. And many years ago, I'm sitting at a restaurant on a Saturday morning with a good friend of mine, and he said, man, how's it going in the business? I'm probably 2 years into building this business. And I said to him, man, I just feel like I'm chasing. I feel like I'm chasing leads, and I don't want to chase leads. I would love to attract leads. And at that moment, I remembered something the great Jim Rohn said, to attract other people, we must become attractive. And I started thinking, what makes a person attractive? And I started going, knowledge makes a person attractive. Skills makes a person attractive. Prey drive makes a person attractive. Confidence makes a person attractive. Connection, impression of increase makes a person attractive. Likeability, positive energy, attitude indicator, right? All of these things make a person attractive to the marketplace. Like, who doesn't want a person who shows up early, stays late, has an incredible attitude, which is a posture of the body, solves problems, very specific skill set. And so this was the genesis many years ago of me writing a small but very impactful book called Person of Interest. I think it was maybe my, 10th or 12th book. And I wrote this book, Person of Interest, and it's probably the smallest book that I've ever written, but it's had the most impact. And it's like, the more it's out in the market, people are calling me saying, how do I become a person of interest? Well, good news for you. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., I'm going to be doing a masterclass on really how to come up with four things. The first one is your message, okay? People of interest have a clarity over their message. The way you build affinity in marketing is you have something to say, okay? Having something to say is just as valuable, Heidi, as having somebody to say it to. So people of interest have a message. Part of my message is I believe everybody needs a coach in life. I believe nothing happens until the prey drive is activated. I believe in attracting business versus chasing it. Okay, so people of interest, number one, have a message. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., I'm going to help you cultivate a clear message. Number two, people of interest have a mission. Okay, and they're doing bigger things in the world. Okay, they're not just trying to make it through the day. They're not just trying to survive. You know, me building a greatness factory kind of signifies to the market, Dina, that, hey, this dude is building something. He's got a set of beliefs that people have a greatness, but that greatness must be manufactured. So the second piece we have to cultivate for you is a bigger mission, right? And for many, many years, it was just, I'm a coach. I want to be one of the best coaches in the world. And that is important. But then I'm like, you know what? I need a bigger mission, okay, which is to build greatness factories around the world. So second thing people of interest have, Joey Yak, is they have a mission. The third thing that people have that I'll be talking about tomorrow is they have a lot of movement. They understand how to move and create deep networks of people. They understand how to bring deep value to other people, Corey. They know what their unique skill set is. They know to bring that skill set to the market, Andy, which is why people are attracted to them. You're most likely attracted to a person's skill set. You're most likely attracted to their prey drive. You're most likely attracted to their contagious confidence. So the third thing a person of interest has that I'll be breaking down tomorrow is they have a lot of movement. And they really understand how to create value for other people. They really understand how to move the needle for other people. They know how to be an immediate asset to other people. And the fourth thing, which I really like talking about, is monetization. Sarah, they actually know how to convert interest. They know how to convert interest into monetization through a product suite. And I've got all kinds of formulas on this, exactly how I create products and services, how those products kind of helped me move around the world and meet new people because they solve problems. And then we really dial it in to what your unique skill set is and what product suite you need to build based on your unique skills that solves a really big problem in the world. The more we work on it, the more you get clear, the more you get clear, the more you bring to the market, the more you bring to the market, the more you kind of get a focus, which is what I was doing in this one-to-one session today, about what problem you want to solve in the world and why people would pay you a lot of money to solve that problem. You'll never be a person of interest if you don't have the 7 ingredients I write about in the book, Person of Interest, or you don't have the habits of the top 1% of performers. Wrote about that in Flip the Switch. And you don't have kind of this formula down that I'm going to be teaching tomorrow at 4 p.m. So I'll post a link. It's completely free. I'm really going to dig into the mechanics of being a person of interest. And then I have a 2-day virtual coming up. It's like $27 March 20th and 21st or 21st and 22nd that really, really walks you step by step in how to become a person of interest. And then you go to the coach's locker room, which is how I became a person of interest. I came up with a message. I wrote a book. I started speaking. The speaking led to coaching. The coaching led to contracts. The contracts led to a product suite. The product suite led to new associations. The new associations took me around the world. Brian Neely, meeting new people. And there's a cycle and formula and all this stuff that's really taken me years to develop, Jay Hunter. And now I'm kind of, I guess, giving it all away in a lot of ways. I'm just breaking it down, ascension and teaching other people these formulas that it's taken me 20 years to do. So 4 p.m. tomorrow, I'll post the links completely free. I look forward to seeing you there. We'll break down person of interest. And then I'd love to have you at my virtual March 21st and 22nd. How's that sound? All right. You guys have a great day. Love you.